Measure 4. Right to information while traveling. Measure 4.1e. Arrangements for obtaining reimbursement of the toll that may be expected. Strada dei Parchi, in relation to the highway sections under its jurisdiction, makes available the necessary information to obtain toll reimbursement where applicable. The customer has the right to request reimbursement in case of issuance of credit receipt, overclassification, or wrong toll charge, specifically. In the case of a credit receipt, it is possible to receive a refund by one of the following methods. At all toll booths, on the A24 to A25 freeway manned by toll collectors, presenting the receipt. By sending the original receipt to Strada dei Parchi Spa at Via Giulio Vincenzo Bona, 105-00156, Rome communicating IBAN, and full address of the beneficiary, name, tax code, city, address, zip code, province. It should be noted that the credit receipt is a bearer bond. For this reason, it is necessary to acquire the original bond without which it is not possible to follow up on the request for reimbursement. In this regard, the writer is willing to reimburse, even the postal cost incurred. In case of overclassification, incorrect toll charge, it is possible to receive a refund by sending an email to the mailbox info at Strada dei Parchi, dotted specifying transit data, date and time of transit, route traveled, entry, exit, and vehicle license plate, amount paid IBAN, and full address of the beneficiary, name, tax code, city, address, zip code, province. If the anomaly is established, the refund will be credited within a maximum period of 30 days to the IBAN indicated by the customer. Measure 4.1F. The indication of the presence and location of service and parking areas, as well as, for each area, the indication, promptly updated, on the basis of what has been communicated by the operators of the services provided in the service appurtenances, F1, of the number of electric charging points actually operating, and the relevant type according to rated power and connector, F2, of the number of refueling points actually operating, and the relevant type according to the fuel delivered, and F3, of the commercial and catering activities present with their operating hours, F5, of the number of toilets, specifying how many are accessible to PRMS, and showers present, F6, of the total number of usable parking stalls, reserved for persons with disabilities, F7, of the total number of usable parking stalls, designated for trucks and buses. Strada dei Parchi has taken steps to inform the operators of the services provided in the service appurtenances of Resolution ART 132/24, highlighting that they are direct recipients of the requirements contained in the aforementioned Measure 4.F, and therefore ask them to put in place all the necessary activities to comply with the aforementioned resolution, also by virtue of the existing agreements by which the service concessionaires are already obliged to notify the concessionaire of events that would result in a limitation of services. On the Strada dei Parchi website, on the page reserved for users' rights, it is possible to consult the tab Services Available in the Service Areas, with details of the actual functionality of the main services offered to users. Measure 4.2. Along the route, the highway concessionaires, in relation to the highway sections they manage and in cooperation with each other, in addition to information related to the safety of travel, shall provide users, in the manner referred to in Measure 5, with adequate information. Strada dei Parchi will inform both users and all entities which are affected in various ways about any traffic restriction measures, both planned and ongoing, on the AI-24 and AA-25 highways, urging travelers to plan their trips by avoiding the most critical times and days when more traffic is expected. To support transparency in the fuel market as well, and especially to protect consumers, it is possible to consult the ministerial portal Osserva Prezzi Carburanti, which ensures real-time publication of prices charged by distributors throughout the country. To facilitate users in planning their travels, the same will also be invited to avoid times and days characterized by possible inconvenience. Please note that the Scriventi will publicize the news regarding the traffic situation by all available means and channels. CCISS Viaggiare Informati, Rye Network, ISO Radio 103.3, via radio RTL 102.50, call center 1518, press agencies, info viability TV news, websites www.ccis.it and www.strategieparchi.it, homepage, news/press, releases section and traffic/forecast events with 24-hour real-time traffic updates and information. The utmost attention is ensured to ensure that traffic and traffic news are promptly and punctually disseminated. In this regard, it should be noted that the SIV, Sistema Informativo Viabilità, Traffic Information System, computer link between the company's operations room and the multimedia production center of the ESOC, concessionaria, Autostrade per l'Italia, allows all traffic and traffic information to be forwarded in real time via the PMVs, news that is also simultaneously taken up and disseminated by radio and television media, ISO Radio, Via Radio, CCISS Travel Informed, Televideo, from the RAI and Mediaset networks, from the CCISS call center 1518 and the call center 803.111 of the Multimedia Production Center of SOC CISA, Autostrade per l'Italia. The SIV, in addition to reporting all information on PMVs in a timely manner, also allows it to branch out to the interconnected highway sections, A1 and A14 highways, updating travelers on all routes, depending on the magnitude of the event taking place. At the link https://www.strategieparchi.it/n/traffic/info-traffic/on-the-strategieparchi website, you can see all the real-time traffic information. Regarding service and parking areas, vertical signs are available along the network on which the available services can be verified. The existing concessions related to the refreshment service, on the other hand, predate AART Resolution No. 1/2023. To request mechanical or medical assistance, 429 columns are available along the route. By pressing the Special Rescue Request button, you will be put in contact with the Strada DAE Parchi SPA Concessionaire's Operations Room, which is active H24, 7/7, where you can request the type of help you need. Holders of insurance that also provides mechanical rescue should refer to the phone number made available by the insurance company. In fine, the single emergency number 112 or 113 can always be used for emergencies. At the toll lanes, it is possible to display on appropriate signage the permissible ways of paying the toll for each individual runway. In addition, you can apply for reimbursement by writing to the email address info@strategieparchi.it. Measure 4.6. Write to travel-related information. In compliance with the rules on the protection of natural persons with regard to the processing of personal data, after the trip, the user has the right to obtain, where available, in the manner set forth in Measure 5.5, information about the trip, specifically date and time of passage. In the case of closed system, to the inbound collection track and the outbound collection track. In the case of semi-closed system, to the collection track relevant to toll payment, the route taken, the kilometer distance traveled, and the actual travel time. The routes traversed with an indication of the concessionaires involved and the toll paid, with details of the unit tariff applied for each elementary route traversed, specifying whether it is a lowland or mountain tariff, as well as, where relevant, whether additional modulations provided for by ART tariff systems are applied, whether the conditions for toll reimbursement exist, and the manner in which the same may be dispersed as specified in Measure 4.1e, Measure 5.2, the information channels. Men and technology serving the customer. Strada dei Parchi SPA's 24-hour operations room. Staff captures information for institutional purposes on the legal basis of legal provisions and commitments made with the Ministry of Infrastructure and Transport, through cameras installed along the network, roadside personnel, traffic police patrols, and reports from our customers. Information channels. ISO Radio FM, 103.3 MHz, is an advertising-free RAI public service channel that broadcasts traffic information with live links from the operations departments and multimedia center of Autostrade per l'Italia. Coverage is guaranteed on the entire Strada dei Parchi network, including tunnel sections. Onda Verde, edited by RAI Public Utilities, broadcasts news programs during daytime hours on Radio 1, Radio 2, and Radio 3, and during nighttime hours on RAI 1. With a radio equipped with the RDSTA and RDSTP features, it is possible, while listening to another program or recording, to get automatic switching over to listening to the Onda Verde news broadcast, provided the RDSTA and TP features are enabled. Variable message panels. Located along the network and at the entrances to highway toll booths, they provide travelers with traffic information. Safety messages and information on the main services offered are broadcast during regular traffic. Call center viability, 803.111, 180 calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The service is completely free of charge. For any information related to the management of the highway infrastructure, services provided and information during the journey, you can also consult the website of the Transport Regulation Authority, www.autoritatrasporti.it. Measure 5.4, real-time traffic. At www.stradadeiparchi.it/in/traffic/info. You can see all traffic information in real-time disruptions to traffico emergencies in place. Measure 5.5. The information referred to in Measure 4.6. The travel-related information currently available on the receipt issued upon request at the same time as transit is date and time of release, entry station, exit station, vehicle class, output track, pedaging, methods of payment. In case of non-issuance of transit certificate, or if it is necessary to obtain more detailed information about the trip, a request can be sent to the mailbox info at stradadeiparchi.it specifying date of travel, entrance and exit time, type of vehicle, vehicle class, copy of transit certificate, where available. Measure 5.7, coordination between dealerships. In order to coordinate information on traffic and road conditions, and to make the dissemination to both customers and the media, organic and systematic, as well as for the proper management, including joint management, of issues related to all emergency activities, including the management of the summer exodus, the Strada dei Parchi Operations Room is connected, H24/7 days, 7 days, with the Multimedia Production Center, CPM, of the concessionaire Autostrade, per l'Italia S.P.A., which makes use of the most modern technologies in the field of traffic and traffic news dissemination. The CPM operators are in constant contact with the operators of the Strada dei Parchi Operations Room, both through the Software Operating System for the Management of Traffic Events, SIV, and through a special point-to-point telephone connection. To answer customer telephone calls and prepare press releases and news bulletins aimed at updating corporate organizational structures, including those of neighboring interconnected highway sections, and to update the radio media, ISO Radio 103.3, FM 102.5, CCISS Travel Informed, etc., the operational room operators and the various heads of the organizational structures of Strada dei Parchi are systematically and technologically in close contact with each other and with the counterparts in charge of the interconnected highway sections of Autostrade per l'Italia Company, the Directorate of the Rome Branch and the Directorate of the Pescara Branch, to cope with all eventualities, including the possible use of mutual support. The software system for the management of traffic events being used on the neighboring interconnected highway sections also allows to provide information on the PMVS installed near and close to the interconnections between the A24 and A1 motorways and between the A25 and A14 motorways, with the same operational protocols and according to the magnitude of the events in accordance with the guidelines for the management of emergencies prepared by this concessionaire. Measure 6. Operating procedures for assistance. Measure 6.1. In order to prevent and mitigate the occurrence of situations of blocked traffic or traffic jams, including as a result of unforeseeable circumstances, concessionaires shall implement constant monitoring of the network, recording traffic conditions in real time, and promptly detecting any disruptions so as to inform users as soon as possible and take the necessary measures to restore normal traffic conditions, such as to preserve the safety of transit users and operators intervening on the spot. Measure 6.2. Motorway concessionaires. Specific operating procedures that provide for the implementation, in cases of blocked traffic or queues, in liaison with the authorities and agencies in charge of road safety, of assistance procedures, proportionate to the length of the queue or the duration of the blockage, as well as to weather conditions, including, among others, A. Constant updating of all information channels and liaison with the managing bodies of other transportation infrastructure. Ports, airports, stations, roads that could be impacted. B. In case of blocked traffic, the distribution, timely and appropriate to the duration of the blockade and the circumstances of basic necessities, the circumstances leading to access closures in order to prevent the aggravation of the current event. D. Specific measures to assist PRMS as well as their companions, including at least the provision of a dedicated toll-free telephone number for their request for assistance. Of the management of stations so as to facilitate the exit of users. The company's operations room is a real traffic control center located at a specifically equipped room where all information on the road network under concession is collected and disseminated. The activities of the operations room are carried out throughout the year without interruption, continuously over 24 hours. Operators in the operations room perform the functions of prevention, gathering information on the state of the road, environment, traffic, and circulation to prevent and or become aware in a timely manner of any disturbances to normal operating conditions. Communication, transferring the acquired information to other internal or external figures and, directly or indirectly, to customers. Activation, requiring internal, external parties to take action on events that alter normal operating conditions or those necessary to keep the infrastructure in full working order. Control, verifying the activity carried out by the internal or external parties, intervened to restore the normal operating conditions or efficiency of the infrastructure. Operators for each event, accident, disturbance, dangerous situation, etc., that occurs on the routes under their jurisdiction, carry out the planned activities in cooperation with other parties working in the target to ensure the maintenance or prompt return to the normal level of safety, not only for customers on the road, but also for personnel operating on the road and the environment. To ensure, again safely, the prompt return to normal conditions of road passability and traffic flow, if compromised by the event. In addition, operators in following the development of each event from onset to return to normal provide: update the systems dedicated to registration in a timely manner, as well as their internal contacts. Dissemination of information. This also in relation to events occurring on neighboring interconnected highway sections of Autostrade per l'Italia, if their cooperation is required or the events have repercussions on their own competencies by coordinating with the other operations rooms directly concerned. Similarly, in the case of events on their own competencies that have repercussions on adjacent highway sections, operators of the OS in following the development of each event, from the onset to the return to normality, promptly update the systems dedicated to recording and dissemination of information, in particular the traffic information system that allows detect mechanical or medical distress requests coming from users in distress through the SOS facility, and check the status of the SOS columns. Enter data regarding mechanical and medical relief and make updates. Acquire weather data, enter traffic news into the system, making it available for the Multimedia Production Center of Autostrade per l'Italia and for variable message signs. Enter and display messages on variable message boards. Check the operating status of the variable message panels and the messages displayed. Verify forecast events and active work sites, and for the latter make updates. Enter data regarding incidents and their management. The operations room is in constant contact with the patrolmen who carry out the traffic service at all times H24, with the dedicated traffic police patrols through the Traffic Police Operations Center, COPS, as well as a fixed network of sensors, cameras, and weather stations. Operators on duty, in collaboration with the traffic police, is able to manage and monitor each event, and according to internal procedures to identify all management actions that serve to ensure constant and timely information. Measure 7. Right to accessibility and usability of parking areas for PRMS. Measure 7.1. Highway concessionaires and managers of services provided in service appurtenances to the extent of their respective responsibilities shall ensure, in accordance with the provisions of accessibility regulations and service charters, as well as consistent with the information provided to the public, the full usability to PRMS of the services available in service areas. Measure 7.2 and 7.3. In the event of events that entail changes in the conditions of full accessibility and usability referred to in point 1, the freeway concessionaires and managers of services provided in the service appurtenances, to the extent of their respective competences, as soon as they become available, shall provide users with information concerning the possible unavailability of infrastructure or equipment in the service areas, such as to limit their accessibility and usability, as well as the time frame necessary for their restoration. In particular, indicating for PMRs the nearest service area equipped with fully accessible or usable dedicated infrastructure and services. The above information is, however, provided in a dedicated section called PMR Accessibility of the website and mobile application, which can be reached by a special link located on the homepage and from the home screen of the mobile application. Measure 7.4. The highway concessionaires shall provide, also by adapting their service charters in this regard, for compensation to be paid to PMR users in the event of discrepancies between the information reported in the section referred to in paragraph 3 and the actual conditions of accessibility and usability of the services available in the parking and service areas. Where the discrepancy is attributable to the failure of the operators of the services provided in the service appurtenances to provide information, the latter shall reimburse the concessionaires for the compensation disbursed. Strada de Parchi has created on its website a section dedicated to persons with reduced mobility called PMR Accessibility, where, in addition to providing information regarding the possible unavailability of infrastructure or equipment of service areas dedicated to PMR, indicating the nearest service area equipped with fully accessible or usable dedicated infrastructure and services. In the dedicated section, forms regarding claims, complaints, etc. can also be downloaded. Measure 8.1, the tariff. Strada de Parchi's tariff system is in line with ART Resolution number 66/2019. However, the December 23, 2023. Additional Act to the Single Convention stipulates that the tariffs remain unchanged until the end of the concession, May 31, 2032. What is the tariff? The highway toll is the amount the customer is required to pay under the law for the use of the highway. Toll revenues are used to recover investments already made. How the toll is calculated? The toll is calculated by multiplying the unit rate per kilometer pertaining to Strada de Parchi, increased by the amount pertaining to ANS, as per law 102/2009 et seq. Us. By the kilometers, considering that in addition to the kilometers between toll booth and toll booth, the kilometers of the interchanges, the slip roads, and the free highway sections before and after the toll booth, built and operated by the concessionaire, are counted. VAT, 22%, should be added to the amount obtained, and rounding up or down to the nearest 10 cents should be applied. Rounding is applied automatically without any discretion on the part of Strada de Parchi and is governed by Interministerial Decree Number 10,440/28/133, dated December 12, 2001, of the Ministry of Infrastructure and Transport and the Ministry of Economy and Finance. The unit rate applied depends on the type of vehicle used, 5 classes, and the characteristics of the highway sections driven, flat or mountain. Measure 8.2. The management of construction sites. The Strada de Parchi organization operates according to the principles of planned maintenance. That is, rather than carrying out interventions aimed at repairing degradation once it has occurred, It intervenes periodically before the onset of the degradation itself, according to cycles of activities aimed at continuously maintaining prefixed performance standards of the facilities. This management model, which continuously ensures an efficient infrastructure for traveling customers, requires continuous work scheduling to make the need to have the entire road section available for vehicular flow compatible with the need to occupy part of it for maintenance work. In fact, the presence on roadways of a construction site results in the closure of a part of the normally available road section, such as a curtailment, installation of a construction site that occupies one or more lanes of a single roadway where traffic travels on the lane S of the same roadway that remain available. In the event that transitable lanes are temporarily diverted from their original location, while remaining within the same roadway, a flexure occurs. Detour, installation of a construction site that fully occupies one of the two highway carriageways, and traffic travels on the opposite carriageway, which is reorganized to allow two-way flow of vehicles. In case a lane is kept passable or emergency is used for entering a service area parking lot or exiting on a station junction, a slip road detour is had. If the detour is implemented partially, keeping a passable lane on the roadway occupied by the construction site, a slip road detour is had. When the work area moves continuously along a section, signaling can be accomplished with mobile devices that follow its movement, moving yard, or proceeding by modular sections, moving the signaling each time, advancing yard. Work scheduling, carried out on a monthly basis and supported by appropriate computerized procedures, involves defining each work site in its characteristic elements. Location of the site and extent of it. Characteristics of the affected highway site. Starting dates and times and duration of the construction site. Type of signage placed in place. Type of work, daily or permanent. Nature of the work. To be performed. Transitability company performing the work. The analysis of compatibility with other planned interventions and impact on expected traffic conditions over the period. The scheduling is followed, in the operational phase, by the management of the works carried out on a daily basis by the operators of the operations room and the highway safety centers, who provide for the monitoring of the construction site during its execution, from the moment of installation to the moment of removal, with regard to everything concerning interference with traffic. The same shall provide for any force majeure or emergency closures that may occur as a result of unforeseen events, due to accident, blockages, interruption of power lines, telephone lines, pipelines, etc. The establishment of a construction site on roadways is carried out through the delineation for the duration of the work of the affected area, with specific delineation. The construction site is preceded by a warning and pre-signaling system consisting, on a case-by-case basis, of specific signs placed along the section of highway immediately preceding the area affected by the work in order to gradually convey vehicles from the normal section to the reduced section by reducing their speed. Measure 9. Fees related to the use of electric charging services, distribution of fuel oil, CNG, LNG, and commercial and restaurant activities. Measure 9.1. Users are entitled to benefit, where present, from Measure 9.1 A. Electric recharging services offered in accordance with the conditions provided by the measures adopted by the authority pursuant to Article 37, Paragraph 2, Letter G, of Decree Law 201/2011 and determined at the outcome of the tenders. Measure 9.1 B. Distribution services of fuel lubricants, CNG, LNG, and commercial and catering activities in accordance with the conditions provided by the measures adopted by the authority pursuant to Article 37, Paragraph 2, Letter G, of Law Decree 201/2011, and determined at the outcome of the tenders. Measure 9.2. Concessionaires and managers of services provided in service appurtenances shall ensure, to the extent of their respective competences, appropriate ordinary and extraordinary maintenance of infrastructure and equipment in order to ensure the use of services by highway users, having special regard to the needs of users with disabilities. The table shows the recharging and refueling points on the entire A24 and A25 highway network for each service area. Table: Services available by individual service area. Agreements with sub-concessionaires include adequate maintenance plans to ensure optimal service levels. Measure 10. Accessibility of dealer complaint procedures. Strada dei Parchi guarantees the customer the availability of an easy-to-access and easy-to-use complaint handling mechanism, ensuring the possibility of submitting a complaint not only in Italian but also in English, receiving in that case the response in the same language. Multiple channels for filing complaints by sending an email to the mailbox info at stradadeiparchi.it. By completing the web form available in the customer service section. By registered mail to the address. Strada dei Parchi Spa, via Giulio Vincenzo. Bona 105-00156 Rome. The response to the complaint, which is related to the quantity of requests, reports, and the need for in-depth investigations and technical checks to be carried out, is guaranteed within 10 working days, and in any case, no later than 30 days. Parks Road examines complaints in which the data useful and necessary for the same are specified, specifically, customer identification data, first name, last name, contact information, trip identification, data, date and time of transit, route traveled, entry and exit, vehicle license plate, copy of payment receipt, missed payment, description of the service inconsistency detected. In the case of a complaint lacking any of the elements referred to in point 2, Strada dei Parchi will notify the customer of the inadmissibility of the complaint and the possibility of resubmitting it, specifying all useful and necessary data for the complaint customer identification data, trip identification data, description of the detected service inconsistency. For the purpose of the running of the time limits in 1C, in case of submission of the complaint by email, the complaint is deemed to be transmitted and received on the day of sending. In case of submission of the complaint by registered mail, the same shall be deemed to be transmitted on the day of sending and received on the day of delivery at Strada dei Parchi. In the case of submission of the complaint by regular mail, the complaint shall be deemed to have been sent on the day it is sent and received on the day it is registered in the complaint management system, which shall be done promptly and in any case within 5 days of delivery. Strada dei Parchi also conducts an annual analysis of complaints received in order to improve processes and resolve highlighted and ascertained critical issues, making the results available in accordance with Measure 3.1T. Measure 11. Requirements for justification of complaint response. 1. Parks Road provides the response to the complaint clearly stating A. Whether the complaint was upheld or rejected in relation to the facts established as a result of the appropriate checks. B. Whether the user is entitled to receive a refund, as provided for in Measure 4.1E, and, if so, the timing and method for obtaining it. C. The measures put in place for the resolution of the reported inefficiency and, if the same has not yet been resolved, the relevant time frame for resolution. D. If you are not satisfied with the response, you may file, in person or through your proxy, a petition for conciliation through the platform ConciliaWeb. More information can be found in the section Conciliation Service ART. 2. In the event that the complaint does not fall within the competence of Strada dei Parchi, the same shall be forwarded promptly, and in any case within 10 days of receipt, to the competent concessionaire, informing the user at the same time. 3. In the event that the complaint concerns services provided in the competence of Strada dei Parchi, the same shall be forwarded promptly, and in any case within 10 days of receipt, to the manager deemed competent for the service, simultaneously informing the user. 4. The transmission of data under 2 and 3 is carried out in accordance with the rules on the protection of individuals with regard to the processing of personal data. Measure 12. Compensation. 1. Strada dei Parchi undertakes to provide a reasoned response to complaints received within 10 working days from the day of receipt, in at least 85% of cases, but no later than 30 days. In the event of failure to respond to the complaint or late or unjustified response, the customer shall be entitled to receive compensation commensurate with the amount of tolls paid to the concessionaire in the amount of A. 30% in the case of a response provided between the 31st and 60th day after receipt of the complaint. B. 50% in case of response given after the 61st day and in case of no response. 2. Compensation is not due in cases where A. The complaint is not transmitted by the client in the minimum manner and elements. B. The user has already been paid compensation for a similar claim involving the same trip. C. The toll has not been regularly paid. Compensation will be credited within a maximum period of 30 days to the IBAN indicated by the customer. Measure 13. Registration of complaints and retention of related data. 1. Strada Day Parkey ensures, as part of the complaint handling mechanism, the registration of complaints received, indicating for each complaint A. User and trip identification references. B. The date of receipt of the complaint, determined in accordance with Measure 10.4. C. The grounds of complaint provide for the following classification items. C1. Toll quantification. C2. Toll collection. C3. Services rendered in service areas. C4. Traffic and safety information. C5. Information on construction sites. CE6. User relationship and other information. CE7. Accessibility of services for PRM. CE8. Traffic disturbance management. CE9. Infrastructure maintenance. CE10. Failure, inadequate payment of any refunds or compensation. CE11. Out of competence. The reasoned response to the complaint, together with the date it was sent. In compliance with the rules on the protection of individuals with regard to the processing of personal data, Strada Day Parkey shall retain the data pertaining to the complaint, including the records referred to in paragraph 1, for a reasonable period of time, but not less than 24 months from the date of receipt of the complaint, including in relation to any requests for information made by the authority in the exercise of its institutional tasks in the protection of users' rights.